This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Staying with Washington and economic policy, back in April, President Trump worried that the dollar was getting too strong. Maybe he didn't need to because it dropped some 10% in 2017, the worst performance in more than a decade. Now, analysts say the dollar could lose even more ground. As Marketplace's Ryan Kailath explains, that has real implications for the U.S. economy.
The conventional wisdom, according to investment manager Michael Farr, is that the value of the dollar is a reflection of America's status in the world, not just our military or geopolitical might,
but also the strength of our economy. So if the U.S. economy is strong, then people want dollars.
That demand drives up the value, or strength, of the dollar. So there are any number of homegrown factors that can move that value. Strong or weak economic growth, interest rates moving up or down. But Neil Dutta of Renaissance Macro Research says right now, the weak dollar's not about us doing badly. It's about other countries doing great.
Primarily, the reason the dollar has sold off this year is because global growth has picked up.
See, a currency's strength or weakness is relative. Strong growth in Europe has boosted the euro, which makes the dollar weak in comparison. And the dollar being cheap compared to other currencies is actually a good thing for U.S. exporters, as it makes their products more attractive abroad. That especially helps manufacturers that ship goods and commodities overseas. Overall, though, says Campbell Harvey of Duke University,
exports, in terms of the proportion of the U.S. economy, are really small.
Namely, exports are about 12% of our GDP versus 38% of Mexico's economy. In Germany, it's 46%. Expectations are the dollar will remain relatively cheap as global growth continues, not to mention uncertainty about the effects of the new tax bill and President Trump's protectionist tendencies, both of which could weigh the dollar down. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.